I was blessed to go to a woman who lives at Unity Consciousness and is egoless. There are two ways to reach this enlightened stage. The 60 essays that I wrote in here are designed to help you reach it, but that's for those of us who incarnated with an ego and are working at trying to rid ourselves of it. This woman, her name is Mother Mira, who sees 200 people every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Sitting Darshan in Hadamar outside of Frankfurt, 40 kilometers north of Frankfurt. This is a woman who, when she was a child, she would have lights emanating from her body. People in her presence would be healed, much like Sai Baba, whose picture I always have with me, who is a manifester and has manifested for me, Mabute, that has never gone down, even though I give it away on a regular basis. Mother Mira is a divine soul that my wife went to see and encouraged me to go to. And when I went and she held my head in her hands and she looked into my eyes, I felt that I was in the presence of God. For the very first time in my life, I had never known such divinity. When Deepak went to see her, he said he felt exactly the same way. And she has followers all over the world, and she teaches nothing but peace. And in a book, which is a series of questions that were asked to her in Sanskrit and her answers, on the back of this book, it says this: I suggest to you that you do your job and your duties wholeheartedly and joyfully, and bring peace and happiness in your family and in your surroundings. Do japa, which is the chanting or repeating of the name of God, and ask for whatever you want, and you shall receive it. It's the meditations for manifesting that Guruji said to me, when people begin to practice it in their life for the first time, they are alarmed and astonished at what happens. When I began practicing japa, my writing shifted from struggling to the most peaceful and blissful experience I've ever known. My speaking became fluent and easy and effortless. My relationship with my wife and my children changed dramatically. And I have a huge portrait of Mother Mira in our home. And I do this meditation every day of my life. And I can't tell you how blissful and peaceful it makes me feel. Meditations for manifesting. Would you like one? Enjoy it and practice it each day. And if you don't like the results, send it back to me and I'll give you a refund because it's not about money. So we've come close to the end. I had promised you I would give you and share with you these seven principles that I jotted down on healing. I've covered most of them, but let me just share them with you as we depart. Seven observations for healers. Here's what Patanjali says. When a person becomes steadfast in his abstention from falsehood, he attains the power, you won't be able to write fast enough to do this, he attains the power of obtaining for himself and others the fruits of God of good deeds without having to perform these deeds. Now let me tell you what this means. When a person becomes steadfast in his abstention from falsehood, that doesn't mean he stops lying. It means he no longer identifies himself with the ego. He identifies or she identifies himself or herself with the spirit. I am no longer what I have, what I do, and what others think of me. I am the beloved. I am connected to God. When Sai Baba was asked the question in front of over a million people, are you God? This man who performs miracles, this man who has the gift of fish and loaves, he said, yes, I am. And so are you. He said, the only difference is that I know it and you doubt it. When Patanjali identifies the false self, or rather falsehood, as identifying with the false self. Vivekananda, a great student of Ramakrishna, when he was asked the question, how do I reach this higher level of consciousness? He put it this way. He said, in the springtime, go out and observe the blossoms on the fruit trees. He said, the blossoms vanish of themselves as the fruit grows. So too will the lower self vanish as the divine grows within you. Let the divine grow within you. Bring spirit too. Secondly, when a person becomes steadfast in his abstention from harming others, all living creatures will cease to feel enmity in his presence. This is St. Francis. When you are steadfast in your abstention from ever wanting to harm, that is, think harmful thoughts towards others, all living creatures will experience love in your presence and will be tamed. Third, to know the inner nature of an object or a person is to gain power. As the aspirant, that is each and every one of us, grows in concentration, he may find himself suddenly possessed of psychic powers. He may be able to heal the sick, to read others' thoughts, to foresee the future, or to control certain natural forces. And all it takes is a power of concentration, meditation, and absorption. As you go there, you will begin to see yourself healing and having these powers that you thought were not available to you. Fourth, when a person's energy field reaches the highest, most complex vibrations from imagining or meditation, the person had spiritual experiences regardless of their beliefs. As you begin to vibrate at 100,000 cycles per second, these experiences will be there whether you want them or not. Fifth, it is only possible, and this is always very intriguing to me, it is only possible for God to express God's self in you when you are at peace. If you're not at peace, you have sent God out of your life. And when you send God out of your life, you send healing and miracles and all the things I've been speaking about. Sixth, disease and discord have no power over you except through your belief in them. Disease has no power over you except through your belief in it. Let go of the belief in it, and it no longer has power over you. And finally, from the Quran, whatever good you have is all from God. Whatever evil, all is from yourself. God is that which is good. You bring it to discord, and you nullify disease. There's a wonderful book that has just come out, and I brought a case of them with me. And it was written by a woman that I've come to know. Her name is Araya Mountain Dreamer. I told you that I gathered 60 people together. These 60 people that I gathered together, all of whom had these qualities of self-actualization, independence of the good opinion of others, detachment from outcome, no investment in power over others, the ability to see beauty and truth everywhere, a sense of passion in their lives, the ability to live in the now rather than the past, a real strong sense of passion and peace in their lives. And I'd like you to really listen to these words. I would imagine if all 60 of these people that I selected and have been talking about in Wisdom were to come up with a document, it might look like this. This was a woman who went to a cocktail party, and all they talked about was ego. What I have, what I do, what others think of me. And she just couldn't take it anymore, because when you begin to move into a faster vibrational pace, you no longer are content to deal with drapery talk. It just isn't something you're interested in any longer. And you don't want to hear it. And you don't want to be angry, and you don't want to be arrogant, and you don't want to be rude. You just want to decontaminate your energy field from that kind of consciousness. And this is how she was feeling. And she went home sort of disgusted with how everyone was talking about how important they were and so on. And she wrote an invitation, which has subsequently been released as a brand new book. And this is what she said. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, and for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you've been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, or to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusations of betrayal and not betray your own soul. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand on the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after a night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and still do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly love the company you keep in those empty moments.
The Invitation. A beautiful book. Each chapter is based upon one of those observations. You have a daughter that is blind. Would you like to read this to her? There you are.
Thank
you. God bless you. You're welcome. The Invitation. And Lao Tzu put it this way. At birth, all people are soft and yielding. At death, they are hard and stiff. All green plants are tender and yielding. At death, they are brittle and dry. When hard and rigid, we consort with death. When soft and flexible, we affirm greater life. Have a mind that's open to everything, attached nowhere. Listen to the spirit. Play it every day. Do japa. Move from 20,000 cycles per second into a higher and higher frequency. And understand this line from A Course in Miracles. In every moment of your life, you have this choice. You can either be a host to God or a hostage to your ego. God bless you, and thank you for coming. You honor me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has been a Hay House audio production. If you would like a free catalog of books and videos offered by Hay House, please call us at 1-800-654-5126 or visit www.hayhouse.com.